Hi, thank you for holding, Morgan. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it? Yes. And I'm looking at the notes as well. You've been in business for quite some time already, about 13 years. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going so far?
So far, so good.
That's good. And what are you currently doing for marketing? How do you get new clients?
I mainly use Yelp.
Got it. Okay. That's good. How's that working for you so far?
It's been paying the bills. It's just over time I've noticed that their cost per lead just keeps going up, and I'm paying, more and more, and I'm still doing well with them, but I kind of just like wanted to start, seeing how much like organic foot traffic I can generate.
Okay.
And then, hopefully over time I can start backing off paying so much for leads through Yelp is really what I'm trying to do. So like after over time building up enough word of mouth and just organic leads through the internet or website or whatever.
Got it. Okay. Now on our end, I mean, we would be bringing you in more work, more of on the Google side, like where that map is, the local map section when people look for your
Yeah,
services.
so basically, yeah, so like on Google Maps, yeah, like I want to be seen on Google Maps, and then I want to get my Google Business page all set up and verified, and then my website attached to it, and then it would just be nice for people, because I know I use mainly what I use when I'm looking for services when it comes to like tradesman services. I normally like to use Yelp just because of how easy the service is from like the user aspect. So that's why I decided to go on Yelp as a contractor. But I know that mainly I also use Google Maps or Apple Maps, and I'll just click on Google Maps or Apple Maps on my phone, and I'll type in like food nearby or electrician near me or something along those lines, and then I'll just find the nearest company and give them a call. So I'm kind of hoping that I can generate more foot traffic that way, where I'm not necessarily paying for leads,
Yes.
That
Yes. And that's
Okay.
actually, that's exactly what we do. So we do search engine optimization. So we
Yeah,
optimize your
SEO.
business. Yeah, exactly. We optimize your business so it starts popping up for the services that you offer. So it's based off of keywords, just the way you said it. I mean, you know exactly how it works pretty much. So there's not
I've worked with a few different marketing agencies before. I started Ohms Electric in California 4 years ago, but with my
Oh,
brother,
nice.
and we've kind of worked with a few different marketing agencies, so we've kind of got familiar with how things work.
Okay.
But another thing is we're also kind of familiar with how some marketing agencies work. Some are like really good, some are like really bad,
Yeah.
and it's really hard to tell the
True.
difference between the two just through a phone call. To be honest, I talk to a lot of these marketing agents, and I don't know, it's just really hard for me to actually move forward without knowing like for sure if that's the company I want to work with. Because I know when I first started my business 4 years ago in California, we picked a bad marketing agency, and then it ended up hurting our business for like 4 months
Oh,
because
wow.
they built us a page. They built us a page. They didn't SEO it like they said that they would. And then once we cut them off and we're like, hey, you guys aren't doing your job after 3 or 4 months, then they removed our website, took all of our stuff down, locked us out. And it was just like, for like almost like half a year, we were just like struggling. And so I don't
Wow.
want to put myself in that position again. So I kind of want to just
Yeah.
like make right decision the first time.
Okay.
And just hard finding, I guess, a company. Because every time I talk to a marketing agency, everything sounds good. Like, everything they sounds
good. But, yeah.
But you don't really know until, you know, it's like, oh, the sandwich looks good, but until you taste it, you don't really know how good it is. So it's kind of like that for me. Now I'm out here in Texas, and I'm trying to start a new branch of Ohms Electric, essentially. I mean, it's technically going to have to be a whole new business, so licensing and stuff is going to be different out here, but I'm going to call it the same company name. Stuff like that.
Got it.
I just moved out here on the 1st, and I started with advertising through Yelp, and I've already been making some pretty good money just doing that.
Good.
However, I do know how Yelp works, and the more you use it, the more it costs. So that's why I kind of want to start building a website now, and then building, you know, word of mouth and a good reputation, so that over time I can get at least a handful or half or most of my work being generated organically.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Well, first of all, you gave me a lot of good stuff. You know how pretty much all of this works, which makes things a lot easier on my end. I'll tell you a little bit about our company. So our company name is Local Splash, and we've been in business already for 19 years. We're a Google Premier Channel partner.
I think I've actually heard of Local Splash. I think I might have. It might even be one of the companies that we almost worked with, because I think me and my brother were talking with Local Splash a while ago, but I don't think we moved forward.
It could be. I sent you a text message right now, though. It sounds like you're driving. You don't have to open it, but that's basically just it's our local badge with it's our premier badge with Google, because we are a Google Premier Channel partner. There's only 40 companies in the United States that have that certification with Google. We are one of them. We don't buy the certification. The way we receive the certification is by providing certain results to our clients. And all of that is on Google's website as well. So it's not just something that I'm telling you. It looks like we did speak with, I'm not sure if it was you, but it was last year in July. So that might be where you're remembering our our company name. But
it
might be. But anyways, back to our company. So we are a Google Premier Channel partner. So we haven't just started doing this. We've been doing this for quite some time. If you look us up on Google, we have over 900 reviews, 4.2 stars. On our Bird Eye, we have, I think, a little over 800 reviews, and we have 4.9 stars there. That's our actual clients that we have. What we would do for you, package-wise, is getting you on that first page of Google based off of those keyword searches that you want to be found for. Also, your Google business profile, to see, you know, it could use a little bit of work, so we would help you out with that as well. We would also take care of, it's going to be running Facebook ads for your business. So same concept, someone's looking for your keywords across the web, they go on Facebook, there's an ad that pops up for your business. Now, timeline-wise, so you know how long everything's going to take, you do get access to your dashboard right away. The dashboard is going to be the brains of everything that basically shows you your results and all of that. I'm sure you're familiar with something like that. Now, obviously, there's not going to be something there right away, because we're barely going to be starting, but your ads on Facebook, those are going to be 7 to 14 days to see those live. Your first page placement, that's about 30 to 45 days. That's going to be for all of your keywords on that first page, where that map section is on Google. I'm trying to think of everything, because I want to be very transparent with everything that we basically do. So that's what I was going to say. So website-wise, we can create a website for you. We maintain it. We host it, all of that. Now, if you do decide to leave our company, that you don't want to do business with us anymore, your website, you have two options. You can either purchase the domain outright, just the domain alone, or if you want to pay us, I think it's like $39.99 a month, to just host and maintain your website, we could still do that for you. So those would be your options on your website, so you are, you know, aware of how our website stuff works. Your Google business profile is going to be yours no matter what. Also, Facebook, if we make a Facebook page for you, that's yours. We, you know, we don't take that away for you, from you.
I do have a Facebook page that I started, and I have been, like, I've been posting on it. However, nobody sees
okay.
it because I don't have any friends or...
yeah.
I just moved to California, so I didn't want to, like, add or have any of my friends request my business because they're all in California, and I didn't want to, like...
That would be a little...
Stuff, like, the algorithm
yeah.
for the ads. So, basically, I don't have anyone that's seeing my page, but I'm
mm-hmm.
pretty good at, like, making posts if I need to.
Okay.
And I actually, I'm glad you brought that up because I was told that Facebook, in my area is actually really good for generating work.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's why we partner, I like this package typically because it's, Google and Facebook is pretty much like partnered together. So if someone's on Google and looks up electricians near me, and then this person later goes on Facebook, an ad pops up for your business. So we retarget those same people looking for your keywords. That's why it works really well. And then, you know, we target income levels, age groups, as well as the locations you're looking to get work.
Does it do that for Instagram too?
So I know we used to do things on Instagram. We don't do it anymore because the results on Instagram weren't anywhere near as good as the results on Facebook. So it was just
well,
so
wasn't
much.
I was asking so that you guys can add it to the package. I was just asking because I went to a client's house yesterday, and
mm-hmm.
I asked how they found me, and they said that they originally saw me on an ad on Instagram, and I was like, "What?
Interesting.
I'm not on Instagram. I don't even have one. I just have a Facebook, but I haven't run any ads through Facebook, and then I have a Yelp." And he was like, yeah, I saw your business on Instagram on an ad, but it didn't have your information. It just had your business logo. And then I went on Yelp, typed in your company name, saw the same business logo and contact. Like, wow.
Maybe Yelp did that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I've never seen that. I don't know how I was on Instagram, but maybe Yelp did it.
Yeah, it could have been Yelp that did it because I know, for example, if I'm looking up a service on my, you know, phone or computer and then I go do something else, sometimes there's ads from actual Yelp for a business of what I was looking for. So maybe you're paying for ads on Instagram through Yelp. I don't know. That would be a good question to ask them. Yeah, I mean, that could possibly be it, what happened there. But we'll do it on Facebook side, you know, Google side. Our packages as well, it's a month-to-month service, so there's no contracts. It's just a flat rate of $299 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99.
Say that again?
It's $299 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99. So to start everything is $398, and then after that it's just $299 a month. And that's a flat rate. We don't charge you per call, per click, or per job.
$299 a month.
Correct.
And is that only for like a certain amount of months? And does it lower after that, or is it just $299 for like for on forever until we decide to?
It's just $299 per month. It doesn't ever go up or go down. It's gonna stay that flat rate. That's to do all the maintenance and the advertising and. The account management, all of that is included in that pricing. Even if we raise our prices, let's say we raise them as a company, we won't raise your price since you were already an existing client. And you do receive all of this in writing.
Okay. Is there any deals that you guys have going on right now, or is that your guys' deal?
This is actually the deal. I typically don't really like going around saying, oh, and I'm giving you this deal and da-da-da. I always like to give the lowest pricing, and I just stick there. If you go on our website, yeah, this package is, I think it's like $599 if you purchase it on our website. So it's just, it's ridiculous. I'd rather just go with the lowest price.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I am very interested. So you're saying it's $350 to start, and then
It's $3.98 to start. That includes the $2.99 that you pay a month with $99 setup fee.
Okay, that's basically $400 for the first payment and then $300 a month after that. Okay.
Correct, yes.
Okay, and then if we were to move forward, so you're saying it takes 2 weeks to build a website? Did I remember that correctly?
Yeah, the website's going to be about the website's 7 to 14 days, but so are your Facebook ads. Facebook is going to be about 7 to 14 days as well. And then the first page placement for all of the keywords that we pick for you, that's going to be about 30 to 45 days. Max.
30 to 45 keywords?
No, you're going to get about 15 keywords. And for all of your keywords to pop up on that first page, that's going to be approximately 30 to 45 days.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's like everything will be built within 2 weeks, but it really takes about a month and a half for it all to settle in and for the ball to start rolling.
It's a month to a month and a half for the Google side. So the reason why Google takes this long is because we have to actually do the optimization. So little by little by little, we're going to be moving you up higher and higher on the list. It's not like a flip of a switch. If you do go through a company that's not partnered with Google, though, you're looking at about 3 to 6 months to see results. It could take up to some time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So what do you think about everything?
I am very interested. Where are you guys based out of?
So we're actually in Fountain Valley, California. I was going to ask you what part of California you came from.
Like the East Bay. I was actually living in Danville.
Ah, okay. So you're up north. Yeah, we're Southern California.
Yeah. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. So 400 and 3. I think I might want to do that.
I think you'd love it. And that's why I wanted to be 100% transparent with you about everything.
Yeah, I mean, let's just go ahead and do it, try it out, and see what happens. And you're saying that if, for whatever reason, I wanted to cancel, you guys would give me the option to either host or sell me the domain and not just
correct.
Cancel everything. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Correct. So those are going to be your options as well. And all of that, you know, is pretty standard on that end. I'm going to send you over a text message as well. So that's going to have my office line, and then it also has my direct extension. So I'll still be point of contact on your account. So if you have any questions or anything, you can always still reach out to me. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Morgan, I have the spelling of your first name, Morgan. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And what is your last name?
Disney.
Can you spell that for me, please?
D-I-S-N-E-Y.
Let me make sure I got that correct. D as in dog, I, S as in Sam, A, U-Y, Y as in yo-yo?
No, D-I-S-N-E-Y, just like Disneyland. Disney?
Oh, Disney, okay, got it. I don't know where I got the other letters from. Sorry.
Yeah, D-I-S-N-E-Y.
Perfect, yeah, just like Disney. All right, that got that down. And what is your email address?
MorganDisney@gmail. That's my personal one. Why don't you do... My business one is Ohms Electric, OHMS Electric, .MD for Morgan Disney, @gmail.com.
Okay. Now, this number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 6705, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes, I am considering changing my business number. So if I do that, would that be an issue to change or?
No. No, no. So you're going to be able to make these changes on your dashboard. So your dashboard's going to make everything user-friendly for you as well, so it's not going to make it complicated. Now, you can also call me if for whatever reason it is complicated, you can call me and I can do it for you. I am going to offer you an option when I'm filling out kind of a little bit about your information. You're going to have an option of adding a call tracking number. And the call tracking number, the reason why it's so good is because it's for you to measure your success. It records all of your phone calls, everything, and it tracks, you know, your results real time there. It's a phone number that we would provide you. Your clients call that number. It still goes to whatever number you want it to go to, but that's how we're able to track everything for you, and you can see it on your dashboard. I'll ask you in
Yelp,
a little bit if you want to do that. Go ahead.
Yelp does the exact same thing. It generates a different number when people call me, but it goes to my number, and then that's how they're able to track everything. So I was just going to ask, actually, if you guys do the same.
Yeah, we do. Okay, cool. I'll go over that with you in a little bit, see if you want to add it. Now, what is your address?
320 2nd Street. And that's in Center Point, Texas. 78010.
Okay. Got it. So 320 2nd Street, Center Point, Texas, 78010.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this address, do you want to hide it on your Google Business profile?
Yeah, I don't think I want to display it. It's not like it's just a home address.
Okay, that's fine. Now, do you want to add anybody else authorized on the account other than yourself?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
So are you asking these questions for the website build?
Well, not necessarily. So what's going to happen is I'm going to set up an onboarding call. My onboarding team is the one that literally goes over everything. They research your area, find what keywords are searched the most based off of what type of jobs you tell me that you want to be found for. So it's mainly for my onboarding team.
Oh, so these are potential keywords.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
The first one would be EV charger installation.
Okay.
Next one would be you could do like hot tub wiring repair.
Okay.
Electrical panel repair, electrical panel installation, wiring installation, I could do troubleshoot lost power, electrician, residential electrician. I'm gonna have to think about this one actually.
Okay.
But I guess I could just see out a bunch of them, and then you guys are gonna look and see which one's the most popular, right?
Exactly. That's what we do. Mhm.
Okay. Okay. So then you could do like residential electrician, hot tub installation, mini split. Installation. Actually, don't do mini split installation.
No mini split.
You do,
okay.
Switch. You can do switch repair, switch installation, outlet repair, outlet installation.
Give me one second as I catch up here. Outlet repair and outlet installation, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm ready for the next one.
And then, You can put dedicated circuit. You could do, transfer switch installation. You could do battery backup installation.
I'm assuming you also do like a electrical panel upgrade, right?
Yeah, electrical panel upgrade. Did I tell you to do troubleshoot or diagnostic yet?
I got troubleshoot lost power.
Okay. I guess that's the same thing as a diagnostic.
And if you want to think about these...
recessed lighting installation, light fixture installation, fan installation. You can also put dedicated circuit installation. I guess that's pretty good right now. Kind of growing.
Okay. And if you do think about any other ones, when you have your onboarding call, you can add them.
Oh,
and also
doorbell.
Yes.
You can do doorbell repair, doorbell installation. You can also do camera installation. You could do exterior light installation. You could do floodlight installation. I'm just trying to think of like keywords that a lot of people type in, and I feel like those are ones. Let's just go with that for now.
Okay. And you can always change these on your dashboard, okay? So if you only, for example, if you start getting a lot of work and you only want to get jobs for certain things, you can just change your keywords for those certain things so you don't get calls for a bunch of things, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now for, let me see here. For your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on how many questions you have. They do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like? I do have a couple times today. We do have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday available as well. When works best?
We could do today.
Today, okay. And just to verify your central time, right? It's 12 o'clock your time right now?
Yes.
Okay. So I have available, right now it's 10 o'clock. That's two. Between 4 and 5, okay for you?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. So today, 4 to 5. I'm going to send you out when we're off the phone as well a Google invite for the time. If you need to reschedule, you can always email me back and call me back, whichever works easier for you. But I have you down between 4 to 5 today. You have already a Google Business profile, which is great. You said you have a Facebook page already. We're going to make you a website. Something to know about our websites, they are secure. So what that means is you can have your clients pay for your services on your website. It's no extra cost. Would you like to add that feature?
And how are they able to pay on the website? Like through a
It would
card
be through
or?
Through card, yes. What I can do
is
put it down on
debit
the
debit or credit?
That is a great question. Let me do this. I'm going to put it down on the notes so they can kind of give you more details on exactly how it works on your onboarding call later, and then you can decide if it's something that you want to do. Does that work?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. Now, for the call tracking feature, would you like to add that? That's going to be where we get that number for you, another number.
How much is that?
It's no extra cost. It's included if you want it.
Yeah, why not? That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Now, for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. Where would you like to get work?
Zip codes.
Okay. Do you
match? Hold on. I'm going to pull up this real quick. Okay. So we'll start with Fredericksburg.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Are we going to do cities? Is that what the...
Is it just city? Because some of I have zip codes and cities.
That's fine. We can do both. I just want to make sure I get everything correct. So Fredericksburg's going to be the first one. I'm ready for the next one.
Luckenbach.
Okay. Let me make sure I got that. It's spelled Luckenbach.
I think it's Luckenbach. Hold on.
I'm not sure.
Maybe I'm wrong. Hold on.
No, I might be wrong because I think it's popping up a store. I think I spelt it wrong. So I just need the correct spelling, please.
So Luckenbach is Luckenbach.
Oh, okay. So it is the actual. Okay. So I was spelling it wrong. Okay. Perfect. I am ready for the next one.
Okay. So then we got Kerrville. Kerrville.
Okay, that one's easy. Ready for the next one?
And then obviously, I guess we could do center point. Well, do I have like a limit on how many I can add?
Not necessarily, but I always recommend if there's a lot of little cities or cities surrounding, we should pick counties because it just makes it easier.
Okay. So yeah, let's add center point for now. And if we need to make room, we'll take that off.
Okay.
Center Point, Texas. And then the next one would be Comfort, Texas.
Okay.
And the next one is going to be Boerne, which is Boerne.
Found it. Okay.
Okay. Then there's going to be Fair Oaks Ranch.
Fair Oaks Ranch, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready for the next one.
Now the other ones I have zip codes. Basically what I'm doing is I'm reading off some of the service area that I have set for Yelp. So I don't know what these zip codes are, but I have them in for my Yelp, so I know that they're the areas that I want.
Okay.
78015. If you're able to read the city off to me, that'd be cool to let me know.
Okay,
yeah,
so I can.
015.
Let me do that. Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me get to my page right there. So 78015 is popping up as Fair Oaks Ranch. So that's one that we already have.
So you already have that one.
So yep.
78624.
78624 pulls up Fredericksburg, Texas. So we got that one too.
So we have got that one. 78006.
That pulls up Boerne, or however you say it.
Okay, so we have that one. Okay. 78013.
That pulls up Comfort, Texas, so we have that.
Okay. I think I had to add zip codes and cities because it, like, when I put in the city, it put in a smaller section, but then when I put in the zip code, it broadened it a little bit. So I think that's why I have layers like that on my go. So the next area that I want to focus on that maybe, I want to work in San Antonio, but I really kind of just want to stay on like the north side. I don't want to like go too far, in.
Okay.
I don't know if you're able to help me kind of figure that out, but it looks like Bandera, Lake Hills, Helotes, Timberwood Park are all kind of like sections of air of like, and there's a bunch of other like smaller like towns within San Antonio, and I kind of want to be like on the north side, but then like going through San Antonio is just really far for me, so it's kind of not worth it for smaller jobs.
Okay, give me a second. I'm looking something up to see if I can. Okay, so let me see.
I mean, I guess it's better that I have more service area, right? Because then there's more possibility of generating traffic. And I can always shrink it down so it gets too much.
Yeah, you can do that. What I'm popping up, so I looked up north. Oh, this is neighborhood areas. No, I wanted counties. What I can put down, I can have my onboarding team do that research. What I can put is that you want to do north side of San Antonio.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, I put that down for you. And then I have your other cities as well, so that works on that end. Now, for your hours of operation, you're currently showing right now Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and weekends closed. Is that how you want to keep it?
Yeah, I kind of have to work on weekends.
Okay. Now, I do just kind of, I mean, you can do whatever you want, but I just want to let you know, when it shows that you're closed on the weekends, that means that you won't be receiving phone calls on the weekends as well. I'm not sure if, it's not necessarily based off of when you're working, because you make your own schedule. It's based off of when you want to show you're open. If people are looking for your services, they're more than likely to call somebody that shows they're open rather than closed.
Okay.
You can keep it closed. That's okay. I just want to let you know, though.
Yeah, let's keep it Monday through Friday for now, because I'd rather not be on the phone all weekend anyways and try to do all my work during the week.
Okay, not a problem. So I'll keep it down closed weekends. All right. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
See what part. Well, the card I wanted to use, I actually have my wife's name on it at the moment. My wife has a card that she wants me to use so that we can, because I buy so much material and pay it off so fast.
Yeah.
Build up her bank.
That's useful.
We just contacted her bank yesterday, I think, to add me as an authorized user, but I don't think I have an official card in my name yet.
Okay.
Am I able to just like have her get on the phone and then we can charge it to that card?
Absolutely. So the way it's going to work is I'm actually going to put her name as the main person on the account, but I'm going to put you as the point of contact. And then when we do the voice verification, I'll just do it with your wife. Is she there with us also listening?
No, I'll be with her shortly.
Okay.
By the time that we're on the 4 to 5 p.m. call, so I'll be with her.
Okay. I do need her to do the voice verification, which is going to be what we do before we charge the card. Do you have her card with you?
The only thing... I have the card with me, yeah. But about the voice verification, is that going to affect anything if I need to call and be like, hey, I need to make a change to my website, and then they're going to be like, oh, do we need to verify your wife's voice?
No, no. So the voice verification is just basically me going over the details of what we're going to do for you and how you can cancel at any time and what we're charging you. That's the only thing for the voice verification. Since her name is on the card,
So she's just basically approving the transaction.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. It looks like, I mean, I'll be home in 30 minutes is what it looks like, so. But I do have
okay.
a card on me.
Okay, so what I can do, let me see, what would be the best option here? You're going to be home in about 30 minutes. Okay, let me get the card information, everything ready. I won't charge it yet, though. I won't charge it until I actually, you know, get her on the line. But we're pretty much already done with everything, so let me see here. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to just call me back in like 30 to 45 minutes, you can do the verification and then.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. I'm going to put you down. Right now it's 10:15 my time, so I know it's 12:15 yours. I'll call you at 1 o'clock your time. And then we'll pretty
Perfect.
Much just do the verification. After we do everything, it's not going to take me any more than 5 minutes, honestly. We're pretty much, we got everything done about. But I'll give you a call. Or also, by the way, if you do go get home a little bit earlier, you can call me too. I'm going to be here.
Okay. No, I think 1 o'clock will be perfect.
Okay. Perfect. We'll talk then.
All right. See you then.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Bye.